When the International Joint Commission first assessed the flows and water levels between Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River 50 years ago, there were only two concerns: the needs of hydroelectric operators and the needs of cargo ships. IJC spokesperson Fabien Lajolet says since then, people have built homes along the river, there's more recreational boating, and environmentalists are concerned about the effects of the levels.
With this growing dissatisfaction, we wondered, well, is there a way we can manage the system so that everybody's happy around the basin?
The International Joint Commission has told the U.S. and Canadian governments it will need about $20 million to conduct the five-year study. However, the IJC concedes after spending the money, it might find no changes in water levels and flows are needed at all. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.